This is the Community Power Break on KPPF.
I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to KPPF's Community Power Break, and a man that I just love for the work that he does in service and support of artists and creators and makers and the coolest people in Colorado Springs and everywhere else, Mr. Andy Vick, the Executive Director of the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region, otherwise known as Copper. Andy, glad to be back together with you.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me to your new enterprise here, and congratulations on getting KPPF up and running.
We are incredibly excited. We're building our program line out, and you're going to hear more new stuff every weekend, and we're rolling new stuff into the week, and this feature, of course, something new to bring our listeners, 5 minutes featuring people who are making a difference in the Springs community.
Well, I'm honored to be included in that group. Thank you.
I'd say you're at the top of the pile, man.
So, you're all right, Ted Robertson.
Oh, I appreciate you very much. So now we were talking about squishy hens and peak radar. You might need to explain that one.
Yeah, squishy hens is maybe not the correct pronunciation. You're probably thinking of the Susquecentennial, which is Colorado Springs' 150th anniversary, and it's going to be a big celebration in a few months, and peakradar.com is right there to help the community to connect and find out all of the exciting things that are going on during the Susquecentennial celebration.
All right, well, let's have a little fun with that. Let's dig in, and but first, let's kind of go back and talk a little bit about the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region and the services and support that you provide to the arts community here.
Sure. So the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region, also known as COPPER by our acronym, as you said, is the local arts agency for the city of Colorado Springs and, in fact, all of El Paso and Teller counties. And our job as a nonprofit organization is to promote and advocate for arts and culture in all its many forms throughout our entire region. And one of the ways we do that is with our program called Peak Radar. And we have a peakradar.com website, which is the community's online cultural calendar. And we share events that are coming up, special activities. There's a public art directory on Peak Radar. There's an artist directory on Peak Radar. It is really your one-stop shop for connecting with our community and getting engaged in all the amazing cultural, outdoor rec, and sports activities that are happening throughout our community.
You are living in the Pikes Peak region. You're living with some of the best there is on the creative side of life. Lots to see and do, and the place to go, peakradar.com. Mr. Vick, talk some more in the couple of minutes we have left about the Susquecentennial and Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region's involvement there.
Yeah, so we're playing a supporting role. This is a city-produced celebration, but what we've done at Peak Radar, if you go to peakradar.com and you either grab it from the slider on the homepage or under the Resources tab, you will find a COS at 150 guide. And we produce all these different kind of guides. Sometimes it's a gallery guide, sometimes it's a holiday guide, sometimes it's a Valentine's guide. But we've produced this special COS at 150 guide, which is aggregating all of the different events and activities that are being produced by a variety of organizations, including the city. It's sort of the one-stop shop for all of the celebration. And so we want to make sure that your listeners know that peakradar.com has this information, and you can find out about, I'm looking there now, there's a downtown festival that's happening on July 31st. That's sort of the biggie. That's one of the big things that's happening. But there's also lots of other fun things going on. There's a Beards, Bonnets, and Brews Fest that's happening on June 12th. There's a Susquecentennial Gala that the Chamber's putting on. The Pioneers Museum has special exhibitions. So it's all kinds of great ways to celebrate our communities or our city's 150th anniversary.
Andy, thank you so much for grabbing that information and putting it in one place. It's easy to find. Again, it's peakradar.com, and we're looking for COS 150.
Yep, if you pull down on the resources tab at the top, or you can grab it from the slider because it's one of the things that we're featuring right now on peakradar.com.
We absolutely love it, and we love you for everything that you do, again, in support of arts and artists and bringing those things and the community together. It is a beautiful thing. Andy Vick, Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region Executive Director, thank you. I'm Ted Robertson. Thank you for spending a couple of minutes with us today.
Thanks for listening to the Community Power Break on KPPF. Tune in for the Community Power Break weekdays in the noon hour on KPPF.